David McGuffin here, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about painted sheep. You know, when traveling around with my groups in Ireland, I'm often asked why the sheep have patches of color painted on their wool. There's a couple of reasons for this, but most often, farmers paint their sheep for identification purposes. You'll probably notice when traveling around Ireland that there are wide open fields blanketed with deep green grass and dotted with sheep all over the place. These pastures are usually enclosed by stone walls or by wire fences that are shared with multiple farmers. When it comes time to claim ownership of the animals roaming around these hundreds of acres, a customized painted sheep is easily to identify. Often during the mating season, a ram will be fitted with a bag of dye around its neck and chest. When mating, the ram mounts the ewe, and then a bit of that dye is deposited on the ewe's upper back. This way, the farmer knows which ewes have been impregnated and moves them on to another field away from the ram, so he can continue on with the business at hand. So, the top five counties in terms of sheep numbers are County Donegal up in the north, County Galway over on the far west coast, County Mayo on the far west coast, County Kerry way down in the west coast, southwest coast, and County Wicklow, which is just below Dublin, County Dublin. Each of these counties are located in hilly mountainous areas of the country. About half of Ireland's sheep flocks have 50 ewes or fewer. This is quite small compared to international standards. For example, in Scotland, they average about 200 ewes per flock, and the world's largest exporter of lamb is New Zealand, which averages about 1,400 ewes per flock. Well, Ireland only keeps about 30% of its sheep for human consumption. The remaining meat is mostly exported to the UK and France. According to the 2012 Irish Livestock Census, the island had 3.4 million sheep, 6.2 million cows, and 1.4 million pigs. I suppose that's why there's so much bacon at breakfast time. You know, God intended sheep to mate in the fall and give birth in the spring, when the weather would be more favorable for their survival. Sheep are therefore considered short day breeders. That means that when the days become shorter in the fall, this activates a hormone in the ewe's brain that triggers the reproductive system into action. During their fertile period, ewes come into heat every 17 days or until the fertility period is over with. When in heat, the ewe flirts with the ram by wagging her tail, nudging, and cuddling. When detecting a ewe in heat, a ram's characteristic response is to lift his head in the air and curl his upper lip. Then, I suppose he goes for it. A mature ram can mate with 100 or more ewes during the mating season. A sad fact is lambs usually go to market when they are less than a year old. And at that time, their meat is referred to as lamb. Mutton is the meat from lambs that are 1 year or older. Wool, lanolin, and sheepskins are also produced from sheep. Finally, just to leave a good taste in your mouth, about 1.3% of the world's cheese are products of sheep milk. So the next time you try a piece of Roquefort, feta, ricotta, or pecorino romano, think about these sheep stats. I hope you enjoy our travels along here on the roads through Ireland. Your adventure starts here with David McGuffin's Exploring Europe.